Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the lead-off spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh, the catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth, the DH, Sam Ewing. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leonard, and towards Patek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens throws the ball into Patek, who tags Ashby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Staggs strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garvin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez strikes out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ewing strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patek for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Staggs takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-2 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White bunts towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Staggs covering, for the out. Patek moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Patek steals third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. McRae reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. Brett moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Tom Murphy now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Otis reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. McRae scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Woods moves to second. Ernie Witt pinch runs for Alan Ashby. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. McKay reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. Witt moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Witt scores. McKay moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Royals. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Staggs moves to second. Larry Gura now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKay scores. Staggs scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fairley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Marty Patton now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 3 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. Howell tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 3 in the game. Ewing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Ewing reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Steve Mingori now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ernie Witt now catching. Steve Bowling now playing right field. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Josie Deb. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Frank White. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Pete Vukovich now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.